The train today was brought to you by the CSX Railroad. This is the Lost Trail Runner podcast, episode 92. The recorder is started.
Day one of our new marathon, half marathon training program.
Galloway half marathon training program?
Yes.
And you're starting at week five of the beginner half, right?
It's the one up from the beginner. It's the next one.
What do you mean?
There's one that's like way beginner, like you start at 1 mile and 1 mile and...
Yeah, but you went down to the fifth week of that. That's what that was.
Oh, okay.
Where the long run's like 3 miles.
Right. Yep. So,
let's see if I got to get this thing even.
Synced.
Yeah, before we even start. Okay, come on. Okay. I got this set for zone 2.
I ain't worrying about zone.
Well, that's just slow. That's like my heart rate from 102 to like 132 or something.
Okay,
but since we're just doing a 30-30 run,
right,
we'll probably be in zone 2 anyway once we get going. But I only got this on buzz since we're recording. I didn't want it to be beeping every 30 seconds and drive people crazy.
Okay.
And my... You already synced up there?
Yep.
Mine... Okay, there goes mine.
Ready?
Yep. We're walking.
Ready, set, go, walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got me a new geocaching GPS.
Oh my gosh. I was laughing because did you see my response to Rhonda on Facebook?
About what?
Because she put this picture.
Huh?
She put this picture of David in his little outfit with his little
What's
safari
hat.
Hat and I said, it's a dad mini me.
What? Why'd you say that?
Because it was totally like.
Yeah, we've taken him geocaching a couple of times. We're going to turn right here.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
We went to Bethesda Park the first time and rummaged around in the woods and never did find the geocache.
Yeah, that's what Rhonda was saying.
And then we went to the bird sanctuary at Stone Mountain. He didn't have the patience to. I would go,
right,
and Rhonda would sit down because she didn't want to walk back in the woods.
Right.
So then he'd want to go back and sit down with Rhonda. I found one, and that was it. We just quit.
What was it?
Oh, it was just a little cache. It was hidden up in a tree. Little canister. Then I found another one back by where the cycling venue was for the 96 Olympics.
Yeah.
And you would never ever be able to tell that they ever had a velodrome back there.
Oh, really?
No. It's like a jungle. I mean, just, it's like this. All, you know, just underbrush and trees and...
That's sad.
Yeah. Anyway, I found a geocache back there and jabbed myself with barbed wire.
That's nice. I thought y'all were coming here to look.
Well, there's a couple here. But the one that I originally was planning on going to check out was over there on the Camp Creek Greenway.
Right.
And it's a multi-stage cache where you find the first one and it tells you where to go to to try to find the second one. Yeah. And it's got like 5 stages, so I just skipped that one. There's one up here called the Bunny Bridge.
Oh, really?
I went looking for it the other day. I never did find it. I mean, I was by myself and I didn't want to go back in the underbrush.
Right.
Because normally if people have been in there, you can see where they've gone in.
Yeah.
And with all the rain, it's down low. It's like below the bridge.
Right.
And all the water's kind of, you know, washed leaves around. You can't tell anything.
Yeah.
Kind of like this stuff.
It might have got washed away.
Yeah. It's on this bridge here. Huh. Up near, see where the bench is?
Yeah. Somewhere right
it's,
here.
It's like a, this side of those benches somewhere.
Huh. Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, now you got to go into detail of what's been going on.
Oh,
we haven't run together in...
Because my life
since
has,
when?
My life has been chaos.
Was it November we ran last time? Or
no, we
December?
Ran like, no, it was February.
February? Has it been that?
2 times I ran in February.
Oh. We didn't record then.
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's so nice. Now it's warming up, thank goodness.
That's just today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Probably snow the next day.
But, well, I think we ran.
Yeah, right over in here, see?
Yeah. Maybe in that tree somewhere.
Maybe.
The first week that we ran, I think Thursday or Wednesday, I mean Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But then Grandpa died, so I went down there that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, came back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that Tuesday, I thought I had indigestion, so I took Tums, and it got a little better. And then that Thursday night at like 1:30 in the morning, I woke up, thought I was having a heart attack.
Oh.
Went to the emergency room, and my heart looked good. I did an ultrasound on my gallbladder. At the time, it looked good. He referred me to a gastrologist. I went that Monday. No, I went on a cruise in between.
Yeah, you're really hurting, right?
No, I really...
Oh, I'm going to go on a cruise.
Well,
I may have...
That was pre-planned, and I wasn't
going to
visit.
My gallbladder falling out, but I'm going to go on a cruise.
And then on the cruise...
So, where'd you go on the cruise?
To the Bahamas and Coco Cay, and...
For a week?
Week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
I had 2 attacks on the boat, but I had pain medicine from the emergency room. So, when I got back that Monday, I went to the doctor, and he basically said, sounds like your gallbladder. So, I went in for a MRI, which didn't show anything wrong with it.
So, basically, your cruise was more important than your health. Is that what you're saying?
Well... I'm not saying that, but I felt I could suffer through, and then...
Go to the Bahamas. You...
Well...
Didn't drink any alcohol.
No. Nope.
Oh, okay.
And,
Look at all the cars on Killian Hill.
The doctor, when I went for the MRI, went ahead and sent me to a surgeon. He said it sounded like my gallbladder.
Uh-huh.
So I went. He said, well, let's schedule you for surgery that Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And let's go have this other test done first to definitely see that that's what it is. It's not, we'll cancel surgery.
Yeah.
Well, I did the HIDA scan where they inject the dye.
Uh-huh.
And it never even showed my gallbladder.
Does that mean it didn't exist?
So, no. That was one of my remaining body parts.
Oh.
So, That usually means it's not functioning. So it was only functioning at 30% or something.
Oh.
So the next 2 weeks ago tomorrow, it'll be that I got my gallbladder removed.
Yeah.
So.
When was the first time you exercised?
Yesterday. So.
And we're doing a 40-minute run today. Run walk.
And
slow
see if
run
I make
walk.
It. I make
30
it.
30-minute, 30-second run.
And as
30
you can
second
tell,
walk.
I'm out of breath, so. But I don't feel bad. So now I have no appendix and no gallbladder. So I'm out of
slowly
extra body parts that they can remove.
I see.
So.
Maybe you have to just quit at that.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like I may not be in the best shape, but
yeah.
As far as healing, 2 days after, besides where they made the incision, I feel totally fine to do anything. So.
Yeah, but I think having run and, you know, been active.
Oh, yeah.
Makes a whole lot of difference when you're trying to recover from something like that.
Yeah, because I took off, had it on Wednesday, I took off Thursday and Friday. Probably could have went back to work Monday.
Yeah.
But I went back to work Tuesday, only because even my boss is like, are you sure? That's not very long. I'm like, I feel fine. So I said, but I'll take another day off.
Did it fix the problem?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what counts.
I feel 100% better. Because there for about 3 weeks.
So we can
no
start
rhyme
this
or reason.
Marathon, half marathon training and actually do it. The speed work too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I got to work up to it.
Well.
I don't know when the first speed thing is.
Week after next.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Doing the beginner one, I don't know.
How much speed?
I think it's more building up distance than it is speed.
Yeah.
And after we go through a couple of weeks of those, you might say, I think I can do one of the, you know. Right. I was looking at them, and most of the ones besides the beginner start out with 8 mile long.
Yeah, I know, and I knew I couldn't do that.
So I was looking through the book and I said, well, maybe she could go back to the beginner and then just pick a week that she felt like she could do the long run.
Yeah, well.
So looks like
8 miles is it. Maybe. Depends
well,
on
we'll
how
see
I
what
after
we
today.
Well, this is a 40-minute run.
Yeah. Which is already not in the program.
Only 10 minutes more.
So.
But the thing is, we might be close to 3 miles in this run, and if we are, then you could go to 4 miles for a long run or something, you know?
Right.
Whoa. But we'll see. See what pace we're going at.
1323,
I think that's slow.
That's probably my normal pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can do that for.
That's a brand new baby.
I know. Whatsoever except for my thyroid medicine. That's it. So
I'm gonna turn left here.
And then I'm starting to run when it's been 40s and 30s and now it's 80. So
yeah, I like it this way.
Oh, me too, but I need to kind of work up.
So how are those Skechers-Go runs?
Well, so far, I love them. My walk ones, I love those. Uh-huh. They're so comfortable. I mean, to wear around regular. So I thought
I've got some outros that I use for walking.
Yeah,
those things are great. They're zero drop, you know.
Right, that's how these are. Oh, I'm seeing.
Are those zero?
Yeah, they're minimal.
Well, that doesn't mean they're zero.
Well, I kept the book. I was gonna bring it.
Because like these Hokas are 4.5.
Well, they might be.
Which is low. Because right. Most running shoes are like 12,
oh,
10.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hoka is more level. The Altra is completely zero. I mean, your forefoot and your heel are
right.
Same height.
Yeah, I might be hurting after running in these because I've never run in any minimal shoes.
If they aren't bothering you, you won't hurt. Joe just bought his third pair of Hokas.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He got some that look like these I got on.
Yeah.
The Bondi 2s.
Right.
2s or 3s, I don't know. I think he got 2s because I think he got them cheap discount.
Right. I mean, I can feel this.
Uh-huh. It's not like a broken rib, though.
No.
Oh. I did a hour run. I guess it was Sunday afternoon.
Right.
That's the longest I've done. It's an hour. So I've just been doing time. I got in, I think it was 4.7. It was a 12-something pace.
Right.
Running and walking. I was just doing 30-30.
Huh. So, well, I keep seeing your little thingy come across.
Yeah, if you, that run meter.
Right.
It automatically posts. It'll put it on Facebook, it'll put it on Twitter, it'll put it on the blog.
Well, that's what it must go on because I'm assigned to your blog.
I got two blogs. I got
Lost Trail Runner.
Yeah, they're both Lost Trail Runner, but one's on Blogspot and one's a WordPress blog. This morning.
I was wondering what you were working.
And I work there tomorrow morning.
So they're picking up?
Yeah, next week's Masters Week.
Oh, yeah.
So, getting busy. Been using a Garmin training plan from Garmin Connect,
right.
And it's a half marathon plan, heart rate.
Right.
But I haven't really been. I was sticking with it pretty close for 5 or 6 weeks, and then I ran that trail race. And the next week I was just kind of tired. I don't think it had anything to do with the trail race. I think it had to do more with not going to bed early. And I just didn't feel like running that much, you know. So I just went back and started over on the first week of it.
Right.
And just decided I'd just mainly just maintain for a while.
Right.
Until we figured out what training plan you want to get on.
Yeah.
Because we really need to start training for Peachtree.
I didn't get in.
You didn't?
No, I was sick during that week, and I guess I didn't even think about it.
Oh.
So, I missed it until like the next day. Because I think...
You could still put in for the lottery.
Too late for that.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm still training.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was when I was like...
Any excuse to...
No. How many times have I missed Peachtree?
This time.
Yeah. About. I think I missed it one other time. I need to go.
I don't know what.
Look at all my shorts, and make a quilt.
Yeah. I don't know what group I'll be in, Peachtree. I was in E last year, but I moved back to G with you.
See, now you can be in your group.
Yeah, but now I probably don't have a time.
Yeah,
they probably moved me back to F.
Yeah, didn't you do good in that one? You did a race that you did. Something. I remember.
Yeah, but it has to be one of their
certified
races. And I used a... they had, you know, they used to have Run Around the Rock, which was a Stone Mountain. It was 5 and 10 miles.
Right.
And... they got kicked out of Stone Mountain Park, I guess. So they moved it to Cartersville.
Oh, yeah.
So I did the 5 miles at Cartersville, and that was the one I used for qualifying. But it was a slow, I mean, I only averaged like 940 something.
Oh, but I thought you did like, Decatur to Cab or something that you did pretty good at.
Oh, I did
something. Maybe that
Singleton
one. Yeah.
10K, I think it was. Or maybe it's not a 10K anymore. I don't know what it is. It was the one they did over at Sam's on Mountain Industrial.
Singleton 5 and 10 miles.
Yeah, okay. But it expired. They're only good for 2 years. I think I did that in 2011 or 12.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, my girls that I do what I originally was doing, that 1 5K a month.
Uh-huh.
We're starting back this month.
You know what 5K you doing?
Well, we were doing the Swanee Bunny something.
Yeah.
Which was a 26th or something. Or I don't know what day, 23rd night, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But we missed the cheap cutoff. So instead, we found one that's at Gainesville College.
Oh. What's it?
Well, it's $45, which is more than the other one.
Good grief.
But it's an obstacle thingy, too.
Oh.
But it's 3.5 miles. So, we haven't decided yet. Because there's another one called, in Delano, called Run for the Fig. Clothing optional.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There's a ranger.
I don't know what we're doing.
5K and 15K and something else up there in Dahlonega.
Really?
Is it this month? At Camp Merrill, that ranger camp.
Yeah. Well, I'm limited to the last 2 weekends of the month. Is that fishing tournaments?
Oh. Fishing tournaments.
Yeah. So.
We're just going to stay on this and... after we do our loop, go back the way we came.
Yeah.
But not go back out to the graffiti area.
Right.
That ought to be 40 minutes.
feel okay. I mean, I don't
We're
feel,
averaging 13:37 right now.
I don't feel my greatest grace.
Huh?
I said, I feel okay.
Well, if you feel like you have to stop, we can stop.
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I want to do a half marathon this fall, too.
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing Athens again now that I know what it's like.
Yeah.
And I could train for it.
Yeah.
And know the worst part of the course is the last 3 miles.
Right.
Or do the...
Savannah is a week or before or after. Or
the rock and roll?
Yeah.
Half? I think it's in November.
Yeah.
Was last year. And then this one here.
Yeah.
Allstate sponsored it last year, but now Michelob Light sponsors it.
Oh, yeah, Michelob Ultra?
Yeah, Michelob Ultra, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's in October. And that's a good course. I like that course. Over by Brookhaven.
Right. Oh, as long as it's not the first week in October.
Probably is.
We have our championship. We're on fourth in the points.
Oh, yeah?
So, we have two tournaments left. $25,000 cash money.
What's that?
30 minutes.
We got 9:38 left to run.
Thank goodness.
What?
My foot's gone asleep. That's how I tell when I'm not in good shape. My right foot, honestly.
Regardless of what shoes you wear.
It's called weight. It's a weight issue.
Oh.
Not a shoe issue.
Oh. Now you're on a low-fat diet, you ought to be dropping pounds.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been trying to eat organic.
You need to get a Fitbit.
I know. I think I'm gonna. I gotta.
I like mine.
I thought about that the other day, and I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna get one.
But get one of these kind.
Because then it'll...
Don't get the bracelet kind.
Make me wanna...
See this one right here?
Yeah.
I like this.
Then I think it'll be like, ooh, I'm gonna go out on my break and walk so I get more miles.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, see, on their website, you can keep track of it. Plus, it syncs to your iPhone.
Right.
And you can join, like, groups.
Right.
And I've joined Fidipidations.
Right.
As one guy that does Fidipidations podcast.
Right.
I joined his group. I joined the Slow Runners Club.
Right.
And I think it was the Extra Mile podcast. They have one.
Right.
And then there's a bunch of people you can compare with.
Right.
And I see how far they're going, you know, how many steps they do. And,
right.
And all that, and I try to keep up with them. It's not a competition.
But it gives you something to look at.
And Kevin, the guy that does the Extra Mile podcast, he averages like 122,000 steps a week. And I'm just trying to get 70,000, which is 10,000 a day.
Right.
Some weeks I do.
You just wear it all day?
Yeah. Even wear it when you sleep because it'll measure your sleep.
Oh, yeah. And it'll tell me I'm not getting any.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, if I make it 40 minutes, I'm almost at 35.
Well, we only got about 5.5 minutes left. We'll turn around at this bridge up here. Unless we catch these people, then we'll just go on by. Huh? Oh, he stopped right behind me.
I know, that's awesome.
Which I hate to do
that. Well, we can turn around.
Okay.
At this tree.
Oh, this tree right here. Switch sides. Okay. So, when are you just going to run on Tuesdays?
No, Tuesdays and Thursdays. What days do you want to run? I can run any days. What's better?
Well, Thursday I'm at Enterprise.
And okay, well.
You never can tell what.
I mean, I can change it to Monday and Wednesday.
I'm at Enterprise on Monday.
Okay, well, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care. I mean. So, Tuesday and Wednesday. We can start going to Stone Mountain some.
We can do some trail running out there. Then you can run even slower.
Well.
Last couple of runs out there, like I've been running on pavement, and I've been running between 12 and a half, 13 and a half in that range.
Right.
And I go out to Stone Mountain, I run 14, 10.
Yeah.
14:30 on the trail.
Right.
But I'm not pushing it. I'm just chugging along.
Right.
You know?
So,
it's not a big deal. And I'm doing running and walking.
Right.
1 minute and 54 seconds left.
Most people got to work back up to this.
Huh?
I said, most people got to work back up to this.
Well, if you have some kind of base, though, it makes a difference.
Yeah, but my base is minimal because I haven't been.
Yeah, but you haven't been completely inactive.
Right, no, because I've been
a lot of people just
elliptical.
Quit totally, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's like having to start all over. Elliptical is a lot better than doing nothing.
Yeah.
Plus you don't get pounded.
Yeah.
As long as you get your heart rate up.
Yeah, I put it on a good incline.
Yeah. And it goes straight around that way.
I started trying to do my Fitness Pal.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Logging your food.
Yep.
Then you can tell if you've been eating low fat or not.
Well, and I've been trying to eat organic. Not everything because it's expensive.
Yeah.
But like cereal and sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
That's 3 months. And, you know, some different things that I can eat.
Yeah.
I eat more vegetables. What does that mean?
Where's the roof? Right there. Yeah, I got 2.95 miles.
3.04.
So you can move your long run up to about 4 miles.
Uh-huh.
Because you've already done three.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, but you'll be doing another one before you ever get to the weekend.
Not that I was ever rocket speed, but
doggy.
No, they didn't pick it up. They didn't pick their poop up.
Nope.
Whew.
It really goes well on a concrete thing.
Yeah.
You don't even take them over on the crushed rock over here.
I would put it over there.
Yep. Well.
Okay.
You got your first
run in. I'm officially started.
How long has it been since your last run between now and your last one?
It's been about a month, and I think we might have done 3.5.
So you got your toe fixed.
Got my toe fixed.
Got your gallbladder removed.
Yep. So now I just got to lose 20 pounds.
So now you're good to go.
Now I should be being able to work towards.
And you're running in Skechers.
Yeah, I don't know about them.
Skechers Go Runs, is that what they are?
Yeah, they're not bad. I mean, they don't.
I don't know how they'll do on a long run.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just wanted to try them because I've seen them and I like wearing them, even if I wear them to walk around.
Is that what you bought them for originally?
To walk around.
Yeah.
But I have the Go Walks.
Oh, well, those were your first ones, right?
I love them. I wear those everywhere.
Are these any different?
There's not as much cushion.
In these?
Yeah. These are minimal ones. They had other running shoes.
Oh.
But they didn't have my size.
Oh.
So I thought, well.
Where'd you get them?
At the outlet mall.
Oh.
So. They might be last year's.
I don't think that makes a whole lot of difference anymore.
No.
Because when I was having to pay full price for shoes, I was getting my shoes at Roadrunner Sports, and I would always get the ones that were
on sale.
Yeah, and they were the year-old shoes. And instead of paying like $100, I was paying like $60.
Right. Well, so, that's what these are. I think are regularly like $99.
And I got some Mafate 3s, which are the Hoka trail running shoes. And they're still the current shoe.
Right.
But I still got them at Roadrunner Sports for like $117.
Right.
Plus tax, so I paid $127 for them total.
Right.
So that was a pretty good deal. Well, I think we're through with this podcast.
Day one of our marathon training is over.
Half marathon,
yeah, because I'm not doing a marathon.
And so, even though we didn't talk about running hardly at all, right?
Well, next time.
Oh, okay. Next time we'll have some training advice, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to shut it off. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Very shortly, I'm going to be posting some information about the Reebok Spartan races coming up this spring and summer on my Lost Trail Runner blog on WordPress. It'd be losttrailrunner.wordpress.com. Looks like I'm going to have some discounts and a free entry to give away. So be looking for it on my blog coming soon.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.